Progress Report 8. March 15. I'm out of the hospital, but not back at work yet. Nothing is happening. I had lots of tests and different kinds of races with Algernon. I hate that mouse. He always beats me. Professor Niemer says I gotta play those games and I gotta take those tests over and over again. Those mazes are stupid. And those pictures are stupid, too. I like to draw the pictures of a man and woman, but I won't make up lies about people. And I can't do the puzzles good. I get headaches from trying to think and remember so much. Dr. Strauss promised he was going to help me, but he don't. He don't tell me what to think or when I'll get smart. He just makes me lay down on a couch and talk. Miss Kinnean comes to see me at the college, too. I told her nothing was happening. When am I going to get smart? She said, "You got to be patient, Charlie. These things take time. It will happen so slowly you won't know it's happening." She said Bert told her I was coming along fine. I still think those races and those tests are stupid, and I think writing these progress reports are stupid, too. March 16. I ate lunch with Bert at the college restaurant. They get all kinds of good food, and I don't have to pay for it, neither. I like to sit and watch the college boys and girls. They fool around sometimes, but mostly they talk about all kinds of things, just like the bakers do at Donner's Bakery. Bert says it's about art and politics and religion. I don't know what those things are about, but I know religion is God. Mom used to tell me all about him and the things he'd done to make the world. She said I should always love God and pray to him. I don't remember how to pray to him, but I think Mom used to make me pray to him a lot when I was a kid, that he should make me get better and not be sick. I don't remember how I was sick. I think it was about me not being smart. Anyway, Bert says if the experiment works, I'll be able to understand all those things the students are talking about. And I said, "Do you think I'll be smart like them?" And he laughed and said, "Those kids aren't so smart. You'll pass them as if they're standing still." He introduced me to a lot of the students, and some of them look at me funny, like I don't belong in a college. I almost forgot and started to tell them I was going to be very smart soon, like them, but Bert interrupted, and he told them I was cleaning the psych department lab. Later, he explained to me there mustn't be any publicity. That means it's a secret. I don't really understand why I gotta keep it a secret. Bert says it's in case there's a failure. Professor Niemer don't want everybody to laugh, especially the people from the Wellberg Foundation, who gave him the money for the project. I said, "I don't care if people laugh at me. Lots of people laugh at me, and they're my friends, and we have fun." Bert put his arm on my shoulder and said, "It's not you Niemer's worried about. He don't want people to laugh at him." I didn't think people would laugh at Professor Niemer, because he's a scientist in a college. But Bert said, "No scientist is a great man to his colleagues and his graduate students." Bert is a graduate student, and he is a major in psychology, like the name on the door to the lab. I didn't know they had majors in college. I thought it was only in the army. Anyway, I hope I get smart soon, because I want to learn everything there is in the world, like the college boys know, all about art and politics and God.